body. God, I want to keep you safe, man. Secret society, trying to keep the army. God, I want to keep you safe, man. Illuminati on my mind, soul, and my body. God, I want to keep you safe, man. Yeah, this shit is wicked on these mean streets. None of my friends speak, we all trying to win. But then again, maybe it's for the best though. Cause when they seeing too much, you know they trying to get you touched. Whoever said illegal was the easy way out couldn't understand the mechanics and the workings of the underworld. Granted, 9 to 5 is how you survive. I ain't trying to survive, I'm trying to live it to the limit and love it alive. Life ills, poison my body. It used to say, fuck my skills. I never prayed to God, I prayed to God E. That's right, it's wicked. That's life, I live it, ain't asking for forgiveness for my sins. Ends, I break bread with the lay hands, picking they brains for angles and all the evils that the gamer do. It gets dangerous, money and power is changing us, and now we're lethal, infected with the evil.
The United States is conducting an operation to eliminate the threat of Iran's short-range ballistic missiles and the threat posed by their navy, particularly to naval assets. That is what it is focused on doing right now, and it's doing quite successfully. I'll leave it to the Pentagon and the Department of War to discuss the tactics behind that and the progress that's being made. That is the clear objective of this mission. The second question that's been asked.
We used to fight for building blocks. Now we fight for blocks with builders that make a killing. The closest of friends when we first started, but grew apart as the money grew.
Israel kicked off the war against Iran by bombing a girls' elementary school, which the New York Times reports has caused 175 people, mostly little girls, to die. Now, of course, Israel is pretending like they don't know what happened. They haven't confirmed that they're the ones behind the strike. I'll give you the details and you all can decide.
Two days ago, under the direction and direct orders of President Donald J. Trump, the Department of War launched Operation Epic Fury, the most lethal, most complex, and most precise aerial operation in history. We didn't start this war, but under President Trump, we are finishing it. Their war on Americans has become our retribution against their Ayatollah and his death cult. The exorcist got me doing sticks like homie. You don't know me, but the whole world owe me. Strip was thought to be a pleasant.
The industrial base, everything's financialized, privileging like all of these high dollar research and development contracts, like Northrop Grumman and General Dynamics, to make these interceptors, which are defensive. They don't really even work, but they're hugely, hugely expensive. So it's not really about winning the war anymore. It's about making money for private contractors, which is why slightly over half of the Pentagon's budget doesn't go to the military. It goes to these private contractors. And there's this deep rot inside the military. It's not just because, you know, there's a lack of readiness or a recruiting crisis. It's because all of our logistics, all of our industrial base, quote unquote, industrial base, doesn't really exist, is done by the private contractors. You know, I was talking to my uncle.